We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those.
Something big about to happen. I hear the beat tapping.
We some fly rhyming felines rapping on the track. Better yet, grab a gat, cause we hot like.
Enzo, doors closed, windows up, cause that's the way we like to ride. Windy City hitting.
Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. We live, baby.
Hey, what's up, Chicago? And welcome back to another episode of Speak Your Mind Radio. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Queen Star, aka Ms. Hip Hop. And today is March 25th, 2024. And I want to do a music review on Like That with Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar. I want to touch on this diss because it's been a long-standing feud between Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and Drake. And the beef goes back about 10 years. This is a decade-long beef. I didn't know any of this until Like That came out and I started doing a little bit of research, okay? But before we get into that research, let me tell you some of the lines that came out this song. And this is not the, you know, regular lines that everybody talking about or whatever, you know, like in first person shooter and things of that, you know, what he's referring to. So I know one line he was talking about, the money, power, respect line. He says, money, power, respect, the last one is better. It's a lot of goofies out here with a check. He's talking about people just running their mouths, not that talented, still getting paid and being called the GOAT and furthermore, but respect is much far greater than money and having power. So, because with respect, everything else comes along with that. So he was right about that. Another line that I want to pull out from the song is when he was like, it's time for him to prove he's a problem child and clicking up, but not legit. Now, he's definitely talking about both Drake and J. Cole in this line. When he says time to prove that he's a problem child, he's talking about the song Drake had out called Child's Play. You know, he's just talking about stuff so you know he's talking about Drake. And when he said y'all clicking up, like, you know how they say the ops clicking up, you know, clicking up with J. Cole. Because in first person shooter, you said we was the big three, J. Cole. It was me, Kendrick, and Drake. That's what he was referring to. But he said, and like that, which y'all already know, nah, ain't no big three. It's just me. You know, that's why he said that or whatever. And that first person shooter came out in 2023 last year. So I don't know why it takes so long for the artist to come back in the studio to shoot back. But it's all good because a lot of people thought that Lamar was coming sideways with these bars. But he wasn't. You just got to follow, you know, the feud or whatever. And there's another line in here. He says, let me see. Here it is. For all your dogs, for all your dogs getting buried, that's a AK with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery. So he's comparing Drake's last album, For My Dogs, to the Pet Cemetery. And it's so funny because I think now this is either a double entendre or a triple entendre. So I'm gonna go with a double because he's talking about for all your dogs, and he's taking the dogs with the A and the K without the nines, you know what I'm saying? AKA, and then K9s, right? And then he compared it to Pet Cemetery. It's, I think that's 2 and 3, but yeah, it's still a double entendre, period. Okay. there, now I want to go back to like the actual beef, how it started. Y'all, check me out. Okay, do you remember, I didn't know this either, but when J. Cole stepped on the scene, you know what I'm saying? He was still producing beats for other artists and rapping and stuff. He said he went to an open mic. He saw Kendrick, and he had to tell him, like, oh, my God, yo, you dope, woo, woo, woo. So they ended up in the studio, and he started producing some of his songs. And then eventually people were asking, well, when is the collaboration coming out between you two? And he was like, well, it's coming out now. They had about 4 or 5 projects lined up, but for some reason it didn't happen. And I think, this is just my personal opinion, I think all the limelight that Kendrick was getting under J. Cole, I think he kind of regretted bringing him on. And I think that's where all this beef started. Because in 2011 or 2013, Kendrick came out with the song Controller, and he was talking about Drake in that song too. And Drake responded and said, oh, that was just an ambitious line that young man made. He said, until it's really come to the forefront that, you know, somebody's trying to call me out or somebody's trying to murder me, then we'll revisit that topic. Well, the topic has been revisited 10 years later because Drake got on one of his last concerts and he was in his feelings, you know, just telling everybody that ain't nobody gonna take his name. So if you listen to Like That, you might see that there's room for a remix and or a sequel. You never know, you know. But anyway, that's my take on Like That. I hope you guys enjoyed this music review. And if you're interested in coming on the show, email me at speakyourmindradio2021@yahoo.com. And make sure you send in a small bio and the links to your music, and we'll book you for an interview. And yeah, talk to you guys soon. Oh, by the way, this episode 493. Peace.